guests today are trying to figure out what happened last night in the Senate. It gets pretty complicated with words like cloture, filibuster, nuclear option, but we'll try to simplify here. The vote that was scheduled in the Senate had to do with the Chinese currency. But Republicans, led by Mitch McConnell, wanted to attach President Obama's jobs bill as an amendment to the Chinese bill. Now, this would be the jobs bill, not in its new proposed form with that tax on people making $1 million or more, but the old bill. Republicans knew Democrats would vote that old bill down and leave the impression they'd voted against the president's jobs plan. But Democrats in the majority pulled out a tactic of their own, essentially overruling the Senate rulemaker, the presiding officer, and effectively forcing a change in Senate precedent. As Ezra Klein writes in the Washington Post, if you don't understand, don't worry, nobody does. But what does it mean? Gail Chadwick is congressional correspondent for the Christian Science Monitor. Gail, you know, Republicans are saying Democrat Harry Reid pulled the nuclear option. Democrats are saying the Republicans were trying to pull a fast one. But just how much tumult did this cause last night?
Oh, this was major. Judged by one thing alone, we're talking about the last vote of the night before a holiday. Usually, if you're standing outside the Senate chamber, you will get run over in the rush to the airport. More than half the Senate stayed glued to their chairs to listen to what might have sounded like a kind of group therapy session as members on both sides of the aisle talked about their deep frustration that the Senate has come to this point where effectively, as of the vote last night, there are no minority rights to amend anything.
And so what do you think the result of this is?
Well, the immediate result, we'll find out on Tuesday. They've called for a cooling-off period, but Republicans have said, the ones that I talked to, that you may have seen the last vote to move to debate on anything. It just could make a dysfunctional place even more dysfunctional.
Well, Harry Reid says he would not have done what the Republicans tried to do, knowing that this is a bill that's not yet fully written and attaching it to something and forcing a vote.
Oh, it's completely political. A lot of these amendments are. There was another one the one they actually fought over, which was to challenge whether an EPA rule on crop dust, well, that's lethal to farm state senators, several of whom are up in tight races. So bringing up to the floor votes that are going to be embarrassing to the other side is a long-standing Senate precedent. It's just gotten much higher profile in these gridlocked, dysfunctional times when people can barely talk to each other.
Well, in Nebraska, Republican Senator Mike Johann says he's been trying to propose an amendment to limit the power of the Environmental Protection Agency.
Exactly.
The one you mentioned. And he's now saying of Reid, he's trying to run the Senate like he's king. No one elected him king. But again, Democrats feeling that Republicans were also messing with the rules, as you said, something that may be tradition, but they moved to stop it. But is there a worry that Democrats may regret their move when they're in the minority or, you know, if they are in the minority down the road because they've set this precedence? Or is nobody worrying about down the road? Are they worrying about next week?
Actually, they do worry about down the road. This is the issue that came up back in 2005 when the Republicans were in the majority, Democrats were in the minority. Republicans considered the same kind of move to prevent a filibuster of judicial nominations. And in the end, everybody backed off on the argument that, look, the majority today will be the minority tomorrow. Do you really want to live under those rules? What's striking last night is that argument did not come up. And I think it speaks to your point that they are thinking into the short term. But, of course, today's majority eventually is tomorrow's minority. And this is a very tough rule to live under.
And, of course, Harry Reid's comeback to all of this is that he believes that the minority, the Republicans in this case right now, are acting differently than has happened in the past. So what we're taking from this, though, Gail Chadwick, is that it seems like more gridlock ahead in Washington. Gail Chadwick, congressional correspondent for the Christian Science Monitor. Thanks so much.
Thank you.